hate to kill the vibes, but love to be here. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was, what's your show called? MNT's Audio Adventure, which rules. That's a killer name. I love it. Last time I talked about playing 0 or 100 side A from Upsol, and I never got to it. So that's a really like mellow, kind of like gritty, kind of like terribly depressing kind of mood. So I think we should really kick off the show with that and hopefully move up from there. So let me make sure that I've pressed all my buttons and dotted all my I's and crossed all of my X's. Let's see. Oh, we're on one today. There we go. Okay. All right. I'm going to get this started, get some logging in done, and then hopefully we have some cool stuff lined up here. There was like a lot of really nice releases this week. We've got some new Pluko, new Virtual Riot, and he dropped his new, like, he teased his new album. New Knock 2, super fun, and a collab between Coven and Steve Aoki, which I definitely did not expect. They're in very different labels and spheres and music styles entirely, so that was very interesting. And I'll probably play some Conan Gray and Maisie Peters as well, because I just saw them live, and that was a really fun time. I think Conan is, like, a generational icon. I think like there will be movies about him. He's very cool, and his music was so good, and his performance was like legendary. So we'll definitely play some of that as well, but let's kick it off with something so sad and traumatizing and confusing. 0 or 100 with Upsol. My friend just saw her live again. We all saw her together, I think, 2 years ago. He just went to go see her again when I was at the Conan and Maisie concert, and so it was a really good time. Fantastic artist, check her out. Here she is now. All of my emotions running all over the place. One day I can't move, but then the next one I'm okay. Hands around the bottle till I'm falling off my face. Then I spend a month not making a single mistake. Why am I like this? It's like I'm a flight risk, piecing out the second after I started some dumb shit. Why am I like this? So bad at deciding, I'm torn between uncertain and unsure. It's only 0 or 100. I only hate it or love it. It's like I'm always stuck on either side, between a 0 or 100. Building up a roster just to fill the empty space. Then I'll fall in love when I'm needing a quick escape. That's to leave the party like I'm never going home. Impossible to reach when I just wanna be alone, yeah. So why am I like this? It's like I'm a flight risk, piecing out the second after I started some dumb shit. Yeah, why am I like this? So bad at deciding, I'm so between uncertain and unsure. It's only 0 or 100. I'm always stuck on either side, between a 0 or 100. Great track. I love it. Also, like, emotions are so hard sometimes, and I've, like, realized definitely these past couple of years that, like, my emotional, like, regulation skills, what is it, homeostasis, like a body's natural ability to, like, maintain a baseline level of, like, health and consistency. My, like, emotional homeostasis doesn't make any sense at all. I'm pretty sure that's probably a mental condition, but we're working on it. Anyway, moving on from that, we've got the new track Bite from Pluko. I think this is going to be the first track teased from Oxy 2. His previous EP was the Oxy EP, I think, was his last one. Let me make sure before I spread slander. Yeah, Oxy 1 Star. And he's going to drop Oxy 2 soon. This is the first track off of it. really good track. Pluko is a weirdo, and I'm like slowly learning that I really, really love this individual. And like a lot of his music is about like, I don't really get any of this, but I really like how this sounds right here. And like this song especially is literally just like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to hear anything. Or like, I don't want any like lights. I don't want anything. I just want to like feel the vibe and dance and have a good time. And like sometimes it's just like that. And like, I don't know, I've been looking for like a lot of music recently. I've been a little lower energy. We talked about that last show. But looking for music that's still like a little boppy, but also kind of like chill and easier to listen to, not filled with like a bunch of surprising sounds or like crazy nonsense. And I think this is a really smooth listen, kind of alongside like, I think I ended last show with Wayside by Nina Jirachi. Kind of like that. Like it's still electronic music, still dance music, but definitely a lot like just easier listening, a little bit more consistent. So here is Bite from Pluko. Oh, I am going to put it on 2, though, because that one has more bass. So give me 1 second. Do-do-do. All right. Let's try this over again. Bite from Pluko. Bite in my tongue, baby, read my mind. Over and over, time after time. Keep my composure, I'm on your side. We've got a song request coming up shortly, but first, since I don't have it actively prepared right now, we'll move on to... Also, isn't that just smooth listening? I love that second drop, too. It's so good. It kind of reminds me of... He did a remix of the Lovely one called Lovely 2, I think, and that one is also has like this really nice, smooth second drop that's just like really easy listening. Love it. Oh gosh, what do we want to play now? Oh, I don't think I've played any of the Nostalgics album yet, the Star City one. I was talking about this a little bit. It's like, it's just fun. It's really like chaotic, but like lots of energy. And the collab with Rico Nasty is super, super fun, and like just love some of the lines in it. They're so like cheesy, but so like so blatantly like fight me, bro. And I just kind of love that energy a lot. So this is War from Nostalgics and Rico Nasty. We'll probably be jumping to something extremely different in a little bit, but we'll see. Go against me, that's what. Go against me, that's what. Go against me, that's what.
Shorts, party and bore, bore. They want some more, more. Girl, you look tore up from the floor. Go against me, that's war. Rocking these booty shorts, party. get ready for war. Go against me, that's 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 war. Let's go. Switch. Turns up if you ever think different.
Folks, that's the end of that one, and I definitely recommend checking the rest of that EP. It's called Star City. We'll probably play some more on the show at some point. It's just good. I honestly might have already played that on the show. I need to update my list of songs that I've already put, but that's still a work in progress because it's been 6 years and I have to go through it week by week individually under my profile and Harrison's profile depending on who logged into the computer at the time. So that's been fun. It's actually kind of therapeutic because it's like nice to go through and like, oh my God, I remember when we played this on the show. But in any case, sorry if that's a dupe or not, honestly. It's pretty good, so you're welcome for giving you a chance to hear it again. Here's a song that I've never even heard once. It is called Disco in the Panic Room by Bug Hunter. Very big vibe switch, but it was a request. From a new friend I made today, I've been hanging out all day. It's been pretty fun. So here it is. Anything you want me to say about this? It's fun. Here we go. Disco in the Panic Room. Oh, this is fun.
I've got skills, they don't know where to use me. I'm like the best dressed dude at the nude beach. Nice to meet you. I am more the quiet type, I tend to be a shyer guy. As safe as knee and elbow pads and cul-de-sacs with traffic lights. I spend most of my time alone, it's not all that bad, you know. I lost some weight from anxious pacing, talking on the telephone. If I look cool, I'm fooling you, at any point you can't assume. My mind's computing every path that screws up what I wanna do. Lock the door, ceiling two, dancing in the panic room. I made a promise, now I feel nauseous. As if I chug a cup of stuff you clean your countertops with. But no Lysol will solve this, so I am out of my. It's past my bedtime and I'm honestly exhausted. And I just want to be more than nostalgia. Receive like a hot dog down at the dog park. Be your best friend. The things that I can't shoulder well, I pass on to my older self and hope I learn to cope so I don't end up broke or overwhelmed. Cause vocally, I'm not the best, I'm openly admitting that. But if you cared, I doubt you would've made it past McCracken. Yeah, if I look brave, I'm secretly pretending I'm a different me. The one on stage who plays and sings and claps and shouts and basically behind the door, just out of view, dancing in the panic room. I made a promise, now I feel nauseous. As if I chug a cup of stuff you clean your countertops with. But no Lysol will solve this, so I am out of options. It's past my bedtime and I'm honestly exhausted. But if you want it, if all the answers to our questions came as sheepish realizations, obvious in retrospective, like the answer for anxiety that's crept into your head is as simple as your printer you forgot to plug it in. Instead of playing Twister with my lyrics, cause I can't, and filling every syllable with lots of bullshit, I instead give you the simple sing-along you're all hoping will come next. Or do I load this mother up and do not do what I do best? So here's my promise, don't aim for flawless, cause some of your best artists may let chalk on your sidewalk. It's gone when you wash it off, it's not made for fame or profit, just looking back and giving all you got to top it. But if you want,
all right, that was super fun. I like the lyrics in that a lot. I also just love, like, songs where, I've definitely talked about this on the show before, but songs where the artist is just like, I'm a piece of garbage. Please do not think of me any other way. It will scare me. Fantastic. So in that note, let's see if I can find the name of this. Unfortunately, it doesn't use real letters and instead has, like, numbers randomly in it. So I found it on my first try. I'm a genius. This is Second Sight Seer by Will Wood. It's also called That Was Fun Goodbye. The lyrics are really fast, but I think it kind of matches that energy pretty well. And I don't know if I played it on air, and I definitely did have this looping for like a while when I first found it, because it's just fun. It's very bouncy, very energetic, and very like, I'm crazy, please don't try to change my mind. And I love that vibe a lot. So let's go with Second Sight Seer. This is definitely derailing a bit, but let's get into it. This is by Will Wood. I have not checked a lot of his other stuff, but from what I have seen, it is very similar to this kind of goofiness. Maybe not the same energy or style, but just as satirical. So if you're into that kind of vibe, check him out.
I'm caught from a different economy. Mother, you kids, you hot swallow me. Forget boss, if I can break a mortis, cut him off big curiosity. How I can I come into reality? With my third eyes open and I like what I see. Baby, I might be crazy, but I didn't lose it, no, I set it free.
That was a little bit of a crazy segment, just bopping in there with some fun I'm a psychopath music, the two in a row. Honestly, we had a little bit of like a I'm a psychopath music session last week too. Wonder if there's a recurring trend or perhaps any themes I can glean from this, but let's not look into it too closely. Anyway, here's a new artist for me, at least, called Barnes Courtney. Definitely not a new artist for most, 2.7 million listeners, congratulations, monthly listeners, I should say. And here's a track called Kicks. I've only heard one track by him, but it's really good. So let's get into it with Kicks real quick. That's really fun. Love that energy. The last song I heard by him too was kind of along that vein, very like, you know, grungy, punky kind of stuff. And I think it reminds me a lot of like Grandson, who I know my housemate is like a huge fan of. So that's playing around the house a lot. Barnes Courtney might become a household name in the Radio Bro 2 household, or DeJago or Diego or whatever my username is on this now. I have no idea, honestly. Also, I feel like we still need to change the show name, but I'm not really sure how to do that. Maybe we won't. Who knows? Okay. I'm talking to myself now on air, but that's fine. Let's see. What do I want to play next? I think I have like a lot of stuff that came out this week that's like really interesting. I think I am going to play the new... you know what? I'm going to play a Colony House song because I think it was really good. The Cannonballers, my former housemate recommended me this album in April. Finally got to it like 2 weeks ago. And it's really, really good. So I think I'm going to play, I think Cannonballers was actually the one that I liked a lot, but let me check my playlist of music that gets me dancing. Let's play that one. If I added anything to it, I didn't. Okay. I will play the one that I added to the playlist. Give me a second. Here is Cannonballers by Colony House off of the album, The Cannonballers. Pretty great track and good energy. So let's do that.
Who be on a car with 100 different bumper stickers on in the left lane, crawling 58 on the freeway,
I like that track a lot. I've recently been informed it's potentially extremely popular in the indie sphere, but like, I don't know, I found it recently, so it's new for me. I like it a lot. It's a good. I also recommend this whole album. I really liked Widja Kudja, Landlocked Surf Rock, One of Those Days, Don't I Know You, and I'm Not Dying. I think those were my favorite from them, so I guess 5 out of 11, that's pretty good, right? That's not bad. I mean, it's still a failing grade call anyhow, so like, step it up next album, I suppose. There's definitely been some no skips on the show, so if you want that title, gonna have to kick it in gear. Okay, no, sorry, I shouldn't be saying anything. I haven't written a single song yet, and also I love all their music, so I don't know why I'm being so aggressive for no reason. But I think it was probably for comedic effect, and now it's just not landing. But well, we can move on from that and go to Fox Stevenson. I think it kind of fits the similar vibes of that last track, because Fox Stevenson's always had a little bit of a like surfer bro energy to him for sure. But this one's a little bit more, I would say, apathetic. And he's definitely been dropping a lot of tracks recently that are about like, I don't understand it, but we're like still going on kind of thing. And like, I'm a big fan of that vibe. I dig it. So here is Got What I Got from Fox Stevenson. This is his most recent track, and it's really good. I've been looping it a lot this past week. It's really fun.
Well, I guess you never met a lot to any of me ever anyway. And yeah, I'm sorry my intentions get impressions of a broken.
See, I got a lot to answer for. I've shed no blood, no sweats, and no tears. Right as I'm picking up the call, I find I'm numb from these apathy years. Yeah, we could talk about something else, but I can hear it in her hesitation. She states a fact as a strong farewell. She says she's lost all respect and all patience. Yeah, I deserve that for sure, but oh, it don't sting at all. I'm not proud of how cold the truth is. Well, I guess I really don't mind, so long as I can get to sleeping at night. Like anything, it takes time. A little healing, I'll be feeling alright. I know it sucks to let go, but on my own, I'll find a life to call mine. Not used to being alone, but I got what I got, and that'll do fine. I'm Yeah, maybe I should be feeling more. Try as I might, this just ain't what I want. You don't deserve to be ignored, and I don't deserve to feel nothing at all. And well, I guess it never meant a lot to any of me ever anyway. And yeah, I'm sorry, my intentions gave impressions of another way. Well, I know it hurts you for sure, but oh, it don't sting at all. I'm not proud of how cold the truth is. Well, I guess I really don't mind. So long as I can get to sleeping at night. Like anything, it takes time. A little healing, I'll be feeling alright. I know it sucks to let go, but on my own, I'll find a life to call mine. Not used to being alone, but I got what I got, and that'll do fine.
Now that we have kind of eased our way back into the electronic sphere, we're going to get into some of the new releases this week that I'm really excited about. Like I mentioned, the Coven Steve Aoki collab, the Virtual Riot track, and the new Knock 2. We might play the new Subi Club, but I've realized I've not even played Laced Up yet on air, which is going to have to wait till next show, because I'm going to have to talk about the project for probably 20 minutes. Like, it is single-handedly like the coolest thing and definitely the most inspiring thing I've seen this year. Incredible project, 3 years in the make, 3.5 years in the making, I think. And his fan base like stuck with him the entire time, even though he didn't really make anything since his previous song, because everyone loved it like so much. And I just think that kind of creation or creative potential is like really inspiring. The kind of, there's like a YouTube guy that my brother likes a lot. I think his name is Maxor. I know his name is Maxor. And he like posts a video probably once every like 4 months, right? Or 5 months or something. But he just spends so much time on each one of them. And they're really good. They're really polished, really well edited. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening in them. And like, he has consistent viewer base and stuff because people wait for the good stuff. And I don't know, I always kind of like that, especially in a, you know, world that continues to move faster and faster and is just trying to create things that are slightly worse quality at ever faster speeds. It's cool to see people who really just like stick to it and they're like, no, I'm not ready yet. I need this to be like this and I need this to be like this. And they've just put so much time into their project. I think that's really cool because it's definitely a little counterculture right now. So we'll talk more about Subi Club recently. Also, I'm pretty sure, like, actually, never mind. Forget everything I was about to say. I don't want to get Harrison in trouble, but he's in music industry stuff, and he has, like, some cool news, perhaps, about Subi Club, but we'll see about that later. But for now, I want to play the new Virtual Riot track. This is called Believe What You Want, and I really like this because his last track was a collab with Rez, and it's good. Like, it's really good, but it's a very, like, Rez-dominant track. And I really like collabs with Virtual Riot because his sound design is, like, nuts. And I didn't feel like I got a lot of it in the Rez collab. And then when I heard this track, I was just, like, time after time, the first time listening, I was like, holy crap, he's so back. And I'm very, very excited for this album. I think it's coming out in, like, 2 weeks. And I think it is called Chasing Fire? Stealing Fire, which is kind of fun because his comrade Eliminate just dropped Playing With Fire was his album, I think, earlier this year. Anyway, I'll stop yapping and let's get to Believe What You Want by Virtual Riot. Pay attention to how many different sounds and like samples there are in this. I mean, his big thing is sound design. So there's a lot of like parts where it's kind of the same melody or the same rhythm, stuff like that, but he just switches the sound up or the background bass or something like that. Just gives it a whole new texture. Super fun. Big Virtual Riot fan here. And check out all of his other stuff. We've played a lot of the Simulation EP, or album, I should say, on here. And his other one, Wallmonger, is really, really good as well. So check those out. I like that track a lot. I think I've probably said that a lot about these tracks, but hey, at least I haven't said killer track yet. We're saving that probably for Feel You Love Me by Noctu. But really like that one. I like the part around, I think it's probably like a minute and 50 seconds in-ish. There's like a bass sample in the background that goes from this more like sharp kind of like saw bass into a much more like plunky bass that was very prevalent on Skrillex's Quest for Fire album. I think that like really pervaded the electronic music sphere. Like right after the release of that album, everyone like fell in love with this new kind of like bass style that Skrillex was promoting. So that switch up there from like 145, I think, to 150-ish of the bass is like super clean. I liked it a lot when I first heard it. So I don't know. If you're into that kind of thing, go check it out again. For now, I think we'll do Nervous System. This is the collab between Coven and Steve Aoki. Real quick stuff on them, I guess, is Coven is a predominantly Monster Cat artist for the most part, and they like do a lot of drum and bass stuff and a lot of more like liquid D&B and more like definitely not as like festival-y, I suppose, whereas Steve Aoki is a lot more festival-y. And so this collab, I think, starts very Coven heavy at the start. And then in the next, like in the second drop-ish, it gets a little bit more like chiptune-y, a little bit more bit crush, and giving a little bit more of that like Steve Aoki really simple, but like simple sound design, but like cool orchestration and lots of energy. So really fun. And obviously, as a Coven staple, makes great use of Katie's vocals. So shout out Katie. And here we go with Nervous System.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. If you like the voice and the drums, check out Coven. If you like that second drop, a little bit more of that thumpy, four to the floor, chiptune, festival energy, check out Steve Aoki, but I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. He's a pretty big name. We're going to move on to Knock 2, and then we'll move through the Conan Gray and Maisie Peters tracks. Man, this show's all over the place. It's like my Like Songs playlist, honestly, which makes sense because it's my radio show. But here is Feel You Love Me by Knock 2. He just teased this, or I guess he dropped it on the 27th of September, but he teased this is going to be kind of the first release of his new album, and very excited that for that, because Isonock, you know, Knock 2, ISOXO, they've been taking the EDM world by storm, and every track they drop is just, like, so fun. I think this is very much like a Knock 2 song. Like, you can really hear it, especially in the second drop. I feel like it has it's very reminiscent of Buttons, his collab with Dylan Francis. I will admit, I don't think it's like my favorite Knock 2 track for sure. I think a lot of times when Knock 2 comes out with a track, I'm just like stunned and like jaw dropped. Definitely didn't get that this time, but it is a groove. It's super fun, and I really can't wait to hear it live, because I do feel like, especially the last Isonock album, Forever, when I first listened to it, I was like, this is pretty good. And then when I heard it like live in like sets and stuff, it was just insane. And maybe it's just like gigantic pyroblasts that add some energy, but I do think it just went a lot harder when it's a lot louder and like with a bunch of people that also really like it. They're really good at kind of curating that really big, energetic, like festival, like rave energy. I don't know how to describe it, but like, if you look up a video of their set in North Coast, they're DJing in a shipping crate that is being held up by a crane, like over the crowd, and the crowd is just going feral. Like, people are moving 20 feet at a time just from getting like shoved around in this like mosh. It's crazy, super fun. And I think it is really definitely like an element of their music that brings that kind of energy out of the crowd. And it's really, really fun. So definitely check them out if you like this track here. This is Feel You Love Me by Knock 2.
I get good at you love me, oh, I get good at you love me, oh, I get good at you love me, oh, I get good at
dig it. I'm gonna say it, gang. Killer track. Feel You Love Me is a killer track. Knock 2. Very much does. I know I said it's like not my favorite by him, but he sets the bar high, so it's still like way up there. Like, I've been looping it like crazy. It's super fun. There's something about his sound design style. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know what it is. I think he removes the first wow, and like just in the moment when I was trying to sound like really smart, I can't think of the word. What is it in like resonance frequency when there's like, is it fundamentals? Yeah, fundamentals of a chord or something, or of a note. Yeah, the fundamental. Okay, so I'm pretty sure he removes the fundamental and then also adds like an overtone that is like, he takes the fundamental of a note that is like on a seventh, like from the root. I don't know. We're working on it. We'll figure it out over time. We probably won't. That's probably why he's so popular. But it is really good. I love the energy a lot. Definitely check out Knock 2. And every time I bring them up, I have to promote the Night Hearts EP. Probably one of my favorite projects of all time. Just so cute that like these two producers who made it into the sphere roughly the same time were good friends beforehand. Kind of hit the zone at the same time and were like, what if we remixed each other's work? And just remix like 4 or 5 of each other's songs and toss it on an EP. Super, super metal. Love it. For now, we'll dive back into perhaps some normalcy. I don't know if we'll have time for both Maisie and Conan, so I'll just play Conan for now, and maybe we'll kick off the show with Maisie next time. But I want to play Killing Me. This is a really good track, and it's just like oozing with like some nostalgic. I love it. It's like very, very 80s core. And I also love, like, when I saw it live, he had his logo is a star, and it, like, flashed the, like, inside of the star, and then the outside of the star when the chords go dun-dun in the chorus, and it was, like, so fun. So much energy. So, this is Killing Me by Conan Gray. Again, I think this is, like, a once-in-a-generation kind of talent, like, especially for, like, pop/radio, so definitely check him out if you haven't already, and if you haven't already, where have you been? Anyway, this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and I'm realizing now I didn't say my PSA, so let's go through that really quickly. Storm season emergency preparedness PSA. There's a picture of the storm surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978, and someone's drawing a Gastly on it. That's not part of the PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, not really sure why we need to be drawing comparisons to the people who were less prepared, but like, yeah, you don't want to be in that group potentially. So yeah, get your water, get your food, all that. It is storm season. There was a pretty bad hurricane recently. So I don't know. Yeah, be prepared. And especially if it's like all those college students listening to the show right now, which I know there are probably none of you, especially from Cali, Florida, anywhere in the South, it's about to get really cold and really wet and like really slick all the time. And you're gonna think it's super fun for like your first snowball fight in Snowman, and then after that it's all downhill. So learn how to walk on ice, ask your friends from the Midwest if you can find any, and best of luck as winter approaches. Now we'll kick it off to Conan, and I'll probably head out after this song is over. So take care, everyone, as always, and good night.
It's 2 a.m. hear the cellular ringing. Got the curious feeling you're fiending for love, but the thing is, we haven't spoken for weeks. I love you bad, that's the problem occurring. Better love I deserve, and I'm hurting, but sadly I worship every moment we meet. So you take and you take, cause you know you can. And I chase as you're chasing another man. Try to break, see your face, and I know that I can't.
faster and faster. You're such a good actor. I hear your car in the driveway. Now you're tossing a rock at my window pane. Said I don't wanna talk, just go away. But you clawed the locks till I let you in.